In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. President Trump is scheduled to release his budget for the coming fiscal year today. Like most presidential budgets, it's more of a starting point. It has to make its way through a very divided Congress, so it will very likely see a lot of changes. And all presidents know this, but they use their budgets to signpost their priorities. And in an election year, that messaging takes on even greater importance. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
President Reagan's 1984 re-election campaign celebrated good times.
It's morning again in America.
And the message came through loud and clear in Reagan's budget proposal that year, says Jack Pitney, a professor of government at Claremont McKenna College.
The key word was optimism, a lot of soaring rhetoric.
He says administrations often paint especially rosy economic pictures of the future in their budgets during election years.
A lot of aspirational programs, not so much discussion of the deficit and the debt.
Republican political strategist Alex Conant says budgets can also highlight programs that appeal to particular geographic areas that are important to winning an election.
There's a lot of regional things, so funding for the Great Lakes, obviously important to a lot of Midwestern states. Hurricane spending is important for Florida.
As well as potential bipartisan crowd pleasers like spending on infrastructure. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.